At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Long Shots, VSiN's premier golf betting podcast. Here's Matt Brown, Wes Reynolds, and Kelly Bidlin.
Hello, and welcome to VSiN's Long Shots. My name is Matt Brown. Kelly Bidlin alongside here on a Monday. Going to do a quick recap of what we saw this past week at the Waste Management as we head over to Riviera for the unbelievably high prize pool yet again that we get in the Genesis, Kelly. We get another elevated prize pool, so we'll be able to break that down. But first and foremost, I think a pretty good week for most of us. I mean, listen, if you played, like we said, if you play the placement markets in a lot of the guys that we had, now none of us had Scottie Scheffler to win the thing outright, though he was a one-and-done pick for us on the podcast, Kelly. This is like one of those weeks where you can grind out a small profit, and that's what we're just trying to do on these weeks where you don't hit an outright, you don't want your bankroll to suffer, and I think we did that this week.
Yeah, that was, let's see, I did finish a small loser, but I'm just looking, I did make a lot of finishing position market bets, you're right, and those were small winners, so it was... look, matchups did not go well for me this week. First round leader bets went down the trash can. But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the, you know, if you listen to, you know, Matt and I on shows throughout the years, and that's something we'll constantly bring up here on Long Shots too. Look, it was a small losing week for me, but the key word there is small, right? And that's how you're keeping that bankroll going. By playing those kind of markets, the top 10s, the top 20s, the top 40s, and you know, tournament matchups are probably the best thing you can play. It's just whether or not you can find the matchup you like or not, you know, versus the right opponent at the right price. But that's how you keep that golf bankroll going. That's something you and I will talk about a lot. The outrights come and go. But look, if you're firing on 6 outrights a week, you can pretty quickly drain that bankroll. So that's something you got to do, man. It was a lot of golf bets I had this past weekend, man. And I'm sure you did too, with you being out there. And I want to hear about that for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not unhappy with this at all. This result at all, especially since, I mean, my outrights were, and I did get on Scheffler Live a little bit on Saturday.
Yeah.
Cause he was, I mean, on Saturday you were at the course. I'm sitting at home watching him roll up the leaderboard, and the guy's barely hitting fairways and not even putting that well.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I've got to take a piece of plus 140. But, you know, my outrights were Xander, JT, Sung J.M. You know, Max Homa fell back on us a bit. But, you know, you and I were in Sam Burns. You talked me into Sam Burns at a nice long price. So, you know, when you're thinking about talking through the process, outrights were swarming, right? We just didn't get one.
Right. That's the thing is, like, I mean, we had the fourth guy in Thomas. We had T6 in Sam Burns, T6 in Sung Jae. You had we talked about the placement market bet on Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler with the T10. You got on a little bit further. We did get the, we also got Hayden Buckley in there as well. A guy that I was talking about. Yep. That was in there. So, I mean, like, you know, it's, we made some money this week, and it's just kind of like you make sure that you are able to keep draining, you know, keep from draining the bankroll as we move forward through the season. So one of the big things,
how was it out there?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I mean, look,
we got to talk about that. You were there. Me and you fantastic. Haven't even talked basically since you got back.
It was fantastic. Went out there Saturday and Sunday. So took in both of those rounds. It was phenomenal. I mean, listen, I'll fully admit the Saturday thing is a bit of an S show. Yeah. I mean, like it is like, I mean, it, dude, if you just have a GA ticket and you're going through the swarms of people, and especially the later in the day it got, obviously, because as the holes finish up, then everyone starts condensing on the later holes and stuff. And like, yeah, by late afternoon, it like the sea of people, and I don't even get like freaked out in crowds or anything or something like that, but like the sea of people, even I was like, I would not want to be in that. Like I would not want to be down in that at all. So that was crazy. Then Sunday we went to a different kind of like, so we went to the 1937 club on Saturday, and then we went to the Bay Club on Sunday. Bay Club was awesome, like by far way exponentially better than this like 1937 club. Like the Bay Club had the 10th hole out one side and then the drivable par 17 out the other side. So yeah, and so it was awesome, and like seating,
and you get
was
a little
great.
Cover, you got a little bit of cover from the sun, you're drinking, watching the two holes,
everything about it. The food, the to get to the restrooms was easier. Like this 1937 club was supposedly like air quote more exclusive or something, whatever.
Really?
It was by far not the better experience,
because like, I've heard of the Bay Club seating, because I heard of it only because I think you and I have discussed it before, probably like last year, but I never even heard of the other one, so that is interesting.
So I would highly recommend the Bay Club. Like it big time recommend that. Like it was totally completely worth it, and if I go back I would certainly be looking at that or the Cove. Those are the two different like seating options I think I'd be looking at if I went back down there. But dude, it is just such a cool atmosphere. I'm going to say this like I do to everybody, because when they find out I'm from Louisiana, they're like, oh, what about Mardi Gras? Whatever. You should do it once in your life. Like I always like you should do it once. Like I'm not saying you have to go back every single year or whatever and all that. I probably will go back, but it probably wouldn't be an every year thing for me. But like, you should do it once. Everyone should do it once. I think that experience is totally worth it. You and I will pop down there like one of these years coming up. Yeah, we'll pop that. I think next year might be a little busy for us with the
it might be a little tough.
Well, Super Bowl being in Vegas, but like maybe 2 years from now. We'll head back.
I'm ready
down
for
there.
The Super Bowl to get further away, actually. Yeah. This is like, Arizona, Vegas. Man, we're all in this right in this little pocket.
And so one of the big takeaways for me from this tournament, and listen, it did not the bet didn't get home, but it's the process that we're talking about. And you just mentioned Sam Burns, and you and I were texting back and forth about this.
Yeah.
The reason when the number drifts so far on a guy who is such an elite scorer, when he's on, you just almost always have to pull the trigger on it. And then Sam Burns did it yet again to us. He opens up 70-71 in rounds one and two, barely makes the cut, then comes back 64-68 on the weekend to rock it all the way to T6. And now listen, it was too short to get it done, like I just said. But you're also talking about a guy that opened at 55-1. Like this is one of the very elite scorers in all of golf. And he is live to win a tournament nearly every single time he tees it up. Now he's going to miss some cuts, because if the driver is not functioning, it can be bad news for Sam Burns and he can be super frustrating. But the thing is he is one of the very few guys, Kelly, that consistently can go out and shoot mid 60. Like this is not out of the range of this, like not out of the ordinary for Sam Burns. Like him going and shooting 64 on Saturday, we saw this multiple times last season, which is why, you know, we were on him so many times when he did win. So that was one of the big takeaways for me this week.
Yeah, no, I think that was, it was a sharp bet. I mean, you obviously love the guy, you've been on him since the beginning, and you're right. It's that kind of elite scoring ability. And look, did he finish T6? Yeah, he finished T6. But when you look at that leaderboard, I mean, the fact remains, Scottie Scheffler won. But when you talk about guys that can win right in that top 10, he's still one of the few names that can. A few names that can, right? Like Nick Taylor, it was an incredible performance you put on. But like more times than not, Sam Burns is going to win more golf tournaments than you are just over the course of your career. I mean, like even Terrell Hatton, you could probably throw in that group. Wyndham Clark, all these guys. Adam Hadwin. I mean, a guy who I've been on a bunch over the past.
You and me are buried on Adam Hadwin for sure.
Yeah, we're buried on Hadwin.
We're buried on Hadwin.
There's he owes me a lot. Yes, that is for sure. I think one of the guys I want to bring up just staring at this thing, because two guys. I mean, and it's great for the tour. Jason Day and Ricky Fowler.
Yep.
Right. Yes. Like this is This is a thing now. Yeah. This is a thing now. These guys are putting together consistent good performances here. I mean, it's been week in, week out, basically, for each one of them here over the past couple months. So I just think this is the time where you've got a lot of casual golf fans getting back into golf. And if you're betting this, you know, realize that these guys actually are rounding into form that what, Matt, we haven't seen from either one of them in what feels like a couple years now, 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah. And this is a deal where, look, he had a little bit of a rough patch there on the front nine, although it did include a hole in one, Ricky, that I'm talking about mm-hmm. there, four. But if he avoids a double on the back nine, which is just, it was an unfortunate double on 14. If he even just pars that, we are talking about a T5 here for Ricky Fowler, yeah. right? I mean, like, he's going to be right there with Jason Day at 12 under. And we're talking about a T5 for Ricky Fowler. Like, he has found something in this new swing of his. And now, what is his win equity, Kelly? That we don't know, right?
Like, yeah, we don't know. We don't. But, that's a great point.
But he might be a week in, week out, top 40, top 30, top 20, you know, bet, especially in some of these weaker fields. Like, this was a strong field right. that he just T10. Like,
yes.
Like, in some of these weaker field events that he plays, like, he might just be a top 20 bet for a lot of money, you know, and we, if he ends up winning, then so be it. And, you know, whatever, we can get on him after that. But yeah, that really did stand out to me a ton as well. And I think the other thing that did kind of stand out to me too is the thing that we were talking about. Look, Scheffler, Rahm, it's like we're in a bad, I'm not going to say a bad spot for golf betting, but like, listen, between Scheffler, Rahm, and Rory, it is going to be tough to dodge one of these dudes, like not yep. being in contention. And you don't want to be holding an outright on somebody else with one of these other dudes in contention. And it's just like, Scotty is a killer. He's just a killer. I mean, like, he's just dagger to the throat killer. And so, you know, we will have to continue to figure out these creative bets that we can get down on. And it might be like not the greatest odds on a top five or a top 10 on a guy or some of these other head to heads like you're talking about, or betting the groupings or whatever it might be. But I don't want to be going head to head with Scotty and Rahm and Rory too often. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah. I mean, and look, we talked at the opening about the, yeah. you know, the finishing positions and the matchups and how important that stuff is, but you're talking about, I mean, the names, just the names in win equity that I bet this week, Matt, right. Was Xander yeah. Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Sung J.M., Max Homa, Sam Burns. I mean, and we're not talking, you know, at least at Burns, we're talking 50-1, right? Yeah. Like, but these other guys, we're not talking about that. And I think it's a unique spot position in golf betting right now, right? Where we saw mm-hmm. the end of last season, it was a lot of shorter favorites winning tournaments. And I think when you've got some of the guys that have left for live, I think have taken away some of that win power in the 20s range, right? In the 20-1, yeah. 30-1 in these kind of full field events. And yeah, like you're saying, I think that we need to start considering more bets on guys at shorter prices, just because those three names are just massive names in the game right now. And they're winning, and they're there every week.
Before we move on here to the Genesis, one last little thing I do want to bring up. And I mean, look, this was a guy that I was super high on and whatever, but a pretty disappointing performance from Colin Morikawa this week, 73-72, misses the cut. And Kelly, when you look at Morikawa, it's one of those deals where we're going to have to try and figure out, you know, is he back, or is it just like we really have to try and figure out where he's going to be? Like, the driver left him this week. He only had 60% driving accuracy on the week. And this is one of those courses, like we said, it's not a hard course. But if yeah. you're spraying it, like, you can, there are penalty strokes to be had. We saw yep. multiple guys with doubles and triples and things along the way, because if you're just too far gone, it's going to be very, very tough to do. And so I'm going to be watching Colin off the tee here over the next couple of tournaments and hoping that he can kind of right the ship, because again, like, I love to bet, but man, that was a pretty disappointing performance this week.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Look, I mean, I was on him earlier in the year when Rahm chased him down. He kind of fell apart. It's funny because I actually think some of those losses, they give you the ability, at least for me, it was very easy to say, I'm not playing Morikawa until he wins again. Or, and maybe I don't even want to leap that far. It's the, well, I'm not touching that guy unless it's in play, right? It's in tournament. It's once the tournament gets going and I can get a feel for how his game looks.
That's true.
I think you're right. I mean, that's what I think what we expected heading into next week. And look, I didn't bet him, but it's really mainly because of that past experience. It's not that my numbers weren't pointing the same way that you and Wes's were, right? It's just just what happened to me. You know, it happened to me a few weeks ago, but it's the, I think that he's one of those guys that you can get a better idea of that once you get in tournament. I also think it's one of those things, you know, just going back to Scheffler again, where it makes him so darn impressive sometimes, right? Right. It was that Saturday where it was like, he can't find a fairway and he's still out there making pars and birdies.
Yep.
And that's incredible.
So we look here. With Morikawa, yeah, I mean, strokes gained off the tee in this for this tournament, 61st in the field, and you could see that it wasn't doing him any good. Also around the green, which is a little scary with him because that's something that we've looked at again. 123rd in the field around the green, and we said like he struggled all last season with putting and trying to figure out how he wanted to putt, and he changed his grip and he did all these different little things, and he was 104th in this field in putting as well. So again, just small sample size. It's one tournament. It's whatever. But like it was a course that was, you know, at least gettable on one of the 2 days, and he was not able to get it on either one of the days. And so we'll have to keep an eye on that one for sure. But Kelly, off we go. We are heading to yet another elevated event here. Guys, we'll have the full breakdown of this tomorrow with Wes joining us here on the podcast, but we do head over to the Riv for the Genesis. We know this is the return of Tiger, so we get Tiger coming, and I know that I know everybody's excited about that, because listen, at the end of the day, Kelly, it's just, he very well might miss the cut here, and all that. It's just, the tournament, just for whatever reason, seems a little bit cooler as long as Tiger's a part of it, so I'm here for it, you know?
I will say, here's my opinion. Golf is better, specifically the PGA Tour, with Tiger Woods, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, for sure, without a doubt. I mean, especially Fowler and Tiger Woods. When you talk to tournament organizers around the country, I mean, those are the two biggest draws on tour. Ricky Fowler's still one of the biggest draws on tour. People love him.
Yeah.
Here's the difference between Tiger and the other two. Watching golf can become a pain with Tiger, right? Because that's where all the coverage goes. And we're already screaming about different streaming options and not being able to watch guys that we've got top 20 bets on. Man, Tiger Woods is in the field. We got no shot. Right. That's all you're going to be seeing is Tiger Woods if he actually makes a cut on Saturday and Sunday. So, I don't know. I mean, this is an amazing story, just the fact that he's back on a golf course. And it's just crazy how often we seemingly have this same conversation about Tiger is back. Like, it's just, you know, literally just back on a course is amazing. I'm not expecting big things from him. I mean, look, this is a tournament that I believe is still linked into his foundation. Right. So I think that's why we're seeing him back here this week. I think that's a big part of it.
130 to 1 over at DraftKings on Tiger to take it down. And listen,
well, I think he drifted a bit. I saw him open at 100.
Yeah, 130 to 1 on Tiger to win it. That's the same price as Tom Hoagie, Scott Stallings, Keith Mitchell, Adam Hadwin, all of those guys. So that's kind of the neighborhood that he falls in right now.
Guys over Tiger.
Yeah, I know. It's the same. It's the same with me. Now, listen,
I'm not trying to be a jerk to Tiger, but yeah.
Yep. It's the same as you would expect. Top of the leaderboard: John Rahm 8 to 1, Rory McIlroy 10 to 1, Scotty is at 11 to 1, coming off the win here. Xander Schauffele and Tony Finau both at 16, as is Justin Thomas. So now we get a little bit of the correction here. We see JT play well. Here comes the odds come crashing down. Colin Morikawa, Max Homa. Now, Max Homa faded. Colin Morikawa did not play well, but it's the same odds on these guys, basically, that we got last week at 20 to 1 here on both of them. So that's a fairly interesting development. Cantlay at 25, Victor Hovland at 28, Sung Jae at 28, and then Sam Burns, the big, big, big faller of the week at 28 to 1 as well. So again, we see him play well. The odds nearly cut in half on Sam Burns this week at 28 to 1. Zalatoris back in the field this week, Kelly, at 35 to 1. I will have a lot to say, I think, about him tomorrow on the podcast. Sneak peek here. I'm not playing Zalatoris until I see that he's right. And if he's missing out on, if he's skipping tournaments where the first prize is $3.6 million, Kelly, I don't have any inkling to want to play him in a field this tough as well. I mean, just no way.
Yeah, that was a, have we still heard a full story on that of just, I mean, I know these guys can skip, you know, what I think it's one of these elevated events for these select group of guys. I'm with you. I think there's something there. I know those long odds are going to be attractive. I'm guessing we're going to see a lot of people betting him this week. I mean, I saw 37-1 out there on an opener with him.
Yeah.
That's a big number for Will Zalatoris, but I'm with you. But I think the way you can treat him is like Morikawa here. Like, hey, if I see him cruising in tournament, I'm going to have no problem adding in tournament on him at shorter odds, but I need to see him.
I agree. I'm with you too. Like he is the prototypical in game because he might just be broken right now. He might be hurt and like it's just not worth wasting your money on him. If you want to talk about a big drifter here, so we have Spieth at 35, Cam Young at 35, Tom Kim at 40. So Tom Kim drifts because Tom Kim didn't play all that well this past week, and so Tom Kim drifts to 40. Jason Day, a big mover all the way to 40. You could have gotten Jason Day in like the 60 or 70 range last week or whatever. So big movement on him. And maybe the biggest mover of all, Ricky Fowler at 55. You could find Ricky Fowler in the triple digits last week to take this thing down at some of the books out there. So we're going to do our digging in and trying to give you, you know, what we see in this course. Of course, it's over in Pacific Palisades, California. It's a par 71, 7,322 yards. No water on this one, though, so we don't have to worry about that. We're going to get POA greens yet again. Big greens, just like we saw this past week with all of that. And the penals, the rough should not be all that penal, Kelly, about 2 inches there on that Kikuyu. So I expect some of these guys that we think are awesome to be awesome here on this course.
Yeah, I'm trying to look right now. I think I have actually hit outrights here in the past 2 years. So let's keep that rolling because that was Neiman last year, I think at about 50-1, if I remember that right.
Right.
Max Homa the year before, I believe we were on. So I'll keep that rolling, man. I actually made two bets already. And then these were kind of just numbers plays.
Yeah.
Look, it's a kind of like you just broke out. I mean, look, it's a tournament we're a little bit more familiar with, a field now that we're a little bit more familiar with that is very similar to what we saw a week ago, right? We're still kind of in West Coast golf mode. I think there's a lot of similarities you can take away from what you saw last week. So, look, I went right back to Xander Schauffele. He was a guy that was really up there in my numbers last week. He plays this tournament well. You know, T13, T15, T23, T15, T9, the past 5 years for him. I saw him at an 18-1. That's a slightly larger number than, you know, it was all 16s and 14s pretty much last week. So I thought that was worth taking a bite of now. We'll see where that number goes. Maybe I took it at a bad time, but I figured it would drift, it got shorter rather than drift longer. So took him and then Patrick Cantlay, 30-1 I saw out there on him. I scooped up a piece of that. I don't even know how much he'll pop in the numbers run. You know, I run this week. He wasn't overwhelming last week. So I'm guessing he's not going to be way up there this week when we go over everything tomorrow. But at 30-1 on a player like that, it's worth a stab to me. And look, this is maybe this gets back to what we were talking about with Rahm and Rory and Scheffler. And these are the bets that become dumb and we learn it the hard way right over the next few months. But with the class of Patrick Cantlay, a three in front of that, I'm going to bet it. I'm going to bet it at least right now.
Yeah, the one that stuck out to me early on, and you know me, I don't bet him very often, but Hideki's odds have drifted all the way out. Hideki is 45-1 at DraftKings, right? And like what we saw at the Waste Management this past week, he was fifth in the field off the tee. He was fifth in the field around the green. The real thing, and this is like the reason we like to bet Hideki, is his approach game. He was 62nd in the field approach. And so basically for us, we just need him to be Hideki with the approach game.
Yeah.
And we're getting a massive, massive value on Hideki Matsuyama. And again, you know, I don't bet him all that often, right? I mean, but like, it just seems to me this number has drifted to a point where his game, I think, is better than what the number indicates. We were worried about the injury. I think we've seen enough now. The last three tournaments, he does not look hurt anymore. He looks like he's fine. I watched him walk around. I walked with him for a couple holes when I was out there. He looked fine, whatever. And the numbers, I think, bear it out as well. He just had a uncharacteristically bad tournament with the approach, which is normally the strength of his game. And so Hideki seems like a likely bet for me this week.
Yeah, but he was a guy that I had kind of him and Jason Day are two guys that I had circled for top 20s. Mm-hmm. That kind of got left on the cutting room floor. He finishes T29 last week, 500 par, but starts with a 74, right? 74, 68, 67.
He's 70. Behind the eight ball from the get-go.
Right, exactly. So actually, I'm just looking at DraftKings. They just put up top 20 prices right now. I think that's where I'd look first with a guy like him, but plus 180 on a top 20 for Hideki Matsuyama, I think that could be a good play this week. And, you know, another one guy, and I know we're trying to keep this quick, but another guy I'll keep bringing up, I mean, almost weekly here, man. And yeah, another guy is just playing hot here recently. Keegan Bradley. And you know, it's kind of been a joke for us, you know, for the past couple of years of Keegan. Yes. We're going to take him at long odds. There's a good chance he's in the mix, but we're probably going to lose. He is seemingly making those Sunday highlight reels every single week. And that great form continues. Look, a slimmer, more in shape Keegan Bradley. It's pretty obvious. Watching him golf out there, he's a guy that's going to continue to draw my attention, at least for finishing position bets like that. I think top 20s, top 40s on a guy like that, it's going to keep drawing my attention.
Guys, we will have a full breakdown tomorrow of how our models shake out, how everything looks on our end, where our bets are, at least at the time of recording, and certainly any placement market and head-to-heads that we can find as well. Coming off of a good tournament here with the Waste Management, and I think we can carry this on as we head over to RIV. As Kelly mentioned, we got some history here. We know what type of player typically plays well here, so hopefully we can continue to turn a profit here on these tournaments. For Kelly, I'm Matt. Come back for the big show tomorrow.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.